Hello, everybody, and happy Sunday morning to all you fine folks out there in Radio Land. Adam MacDonald broadcasting live on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network, coming to you from hot and sunny Jupiter, Florida, Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, site of today's series finale between your St. Lucie Mets and the visiting and the homestanding Jupiter Hammerheads, the single-A affiliate of the Miami Marlins. Today, the Mets are not only trying to win a series, but they are trying to win the Florida State League East Division title in the first half. Mets knew they needed to go 4-2 in this series to claim the division title. Well, they have won three of the first five, moved a step closer with a nice 9-2 win yesterday. And on a hot Sunday afternoon, with the stadium closed to the general public, the Mets can pop the bubbly with a victory. The Hammerheads, on the other hand, will try to split this series, stay alive for one more day, and avoid watching the Mets celebrate on their home turf. Mets come in 37-18, 8.5 games up on Jupiter, which is second place. Jupiter is 28-26. So with the win today, the Mets would be 9.5 up with just 9 games to play in the first half. So there's your easy math in the division. Palm Beach is in third place, Daytona in fourth. Those two teams were eliminated from contention, realistically, a long time ago, but officially earlier in the week. Over in the West Division, Fort Myers is closing in on a division title, but it won't be this weekend. Fort Myers is 35-19, a 6.5 game lead over Clearwater. Lakeland hanging by a thread at 27-29, 9 back. The other three teams, Bradenton, Dunedin, Tampa, all eliminated. If the Mets can't get it done today, then they will have a chance to win the division on their home turf, Clover Park, Tuesday against Tampa, what would have to be coupled with a Jupiter loss at Dunedin. Games around the Florida State League today. A bunch of noon games. Actually, one game has already started. Palm Beach and Tampa have a doubleheader. Thanks to a rainout yesterday in Tampa, Tampa leads game one 2-0 in the bottom of the third inning. That was an 11 a.m. start. The noon games are Lakeland at Dunedin and Clearwater and Bradenton. The late game, Fort Myers at Daytona, a doubleheader starting at 3:30 up in Daytona Beach. And first pitch here at the Dean is set for high noon. Should be very close to an on-time start. Take a quick break here on the St. Lucie Mets pregame show. When we come back, we'll have the starting pitching matchup and the lineups for today's ball game between the Mets and the Hammerheads.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Welcome back to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. No action quite yet, but the pregame show will continue with the starting pitching matchup. Intriguing matchup today. Jordani Ventura has been activated from the 60-day injured list, completing a rehab assignment with the FCL Mets, and he has been added to the St. Lucie Mets roster. Now Ventura was on St. Lucie's roster all last season, but out with Tommy John surgery, he never appeared in a game or even in the locker room. But Ventura, promising young player, 21 years old from Santo Domingo in the Dominican, was signed as an international free agent by the Mets in 2018. He most recently pitched outside of that rehab appearance way back in 2019 in August. Of course, he did not pitch in 2020 because there was no minor league season. His 2021 season was lost due to Tommy John surgery. The long road back for Jordani Ventura will make the start today. On June 6th, for the FCL Mets, he threw two scoreless innings against the FCL Astros. And now he gets bumped up to single A. So we'll see what Jordani Ventura has for the Mets today. And I know there's a lot of folks out there in the Mets organization who like him. Starting pitcher for Jupiter is Sandro Bargallo, a lefty, 20 years old, from Cuba. The Mets have faced Bargallo before. Bargallo signed in 2019 by Miami. He pitched against the Mets on a Sunday here on April 24th, and he was really good. 4 2/3 innings, 4 hits, no runs. He hit one batter, walked one, struck out 8, and he left the game with injury. The umpire that game had a late timeout call. Bargallo slowed his motion and tweaked something and would be taken out of the game. This vehemently upset the manager for the Hammerheads, Angel Espada, and no wonder. An umpire with that late timeout call essentially costing Bargallo the rest of the game and an injury. But he's avoided a significant injury. His last appearance was last Sunday against Palm Beach in a doubleheader. Pitched 4 innings, giving up 5 hits and 1 run. So Bargallo versus Ventura, your starting pitching matchup. And we're wasting no time as Bargallo is already running out to the mound. So the lineups will have to wait until after the break. National Anthem is upon us. St. Lucie Mets pregame show in the books. When we come back to Roger Dean, the Mets will try to win a division. Tebow drives one deep center field. Going back is Drake. This ball is gone. Bye bye baseball. Tim Tebow strikes with the home run. Base hit into center field. Yes, and Mora is going to be waved home. Here comes the throw from Sweet. Mora slides in. He is safe, and the Mets win. Mazzica, the walk-off winner. Two-oh pitch. Alonso hits it deep left field. This ball is gone. A grand slam. Bye-bye baseball. Alonso has done it again. His third homer of the week. Rainier ground ball heading out to left field. It's a base hit. They're going to wave in Pius. Here comes the throw to the plate. Pius slides in. He's safe. And the Mets win. Arania, the walk-off RBI single. And they'll chase him out to left field where he sprawls on the ground. And he drives a ball, deep left field, going back to the wall. This one is gone! Bye-bye baseball! Tim Tebow, a walk-off home run! It's go time. The Mets and the Hammerheads one last time this first half. The Mets trying to even the season series 6-6. Jupiter, the only team the Mets have a losing record against. The Mets also with the win today, win the Florida State League East Division in the first half and clinch a spot in the Florida State League playoffs in the second week of September. Lineups, let's begin with the visiting Mets. Leading off and playing center is Alex Ramirez. Omar De Los Santos, after an off day, is batting second. He's in right. Junior Tilley, who clubbed his seventh home run of the season yesterday, bats third. He plays short. William Lugo hits cleanup. He's at third base. Stanley Consuegra hits fifth. He's in left. Carlos Dominguez, the DH, bats sixth. Raul Bercierta plays first. He bats seventh. Jose Rivera will catch in an eighth, and Albert Suarez gets his second straight start at second base, batting ninth. For the Hammerheads, the lineup in the defense, Osiris Johnson leads off and plays center. Jose Salas is at short, batting second. Ian Lewis plays second, bats third. Brady Allen is in right field hitting cleanup. Zach Zuby is at first base hitting fifth. Christian Rodriguez at sixth. He's at third. Jorge Caballero is in left field hitting seventh. Sam Prater will catch in the eighth. Anhuedi Santos is the DH batting ninth. And again, the Cuban Sandro Bargallo is on the mound. No Khalil Watson. He was in the original lineup for Jupiter, but a late scratch. Watson, the first-round pick for Miami last year, had done well. He had a winning three-run homer on Friday and had two hits, including a double yesterday. So it makes it a little easier for the Mets. Bargallo gets the go-ahead from home plate umpire Nelson Fraley. First pitch is on the way. It's a ball high, and we're underway. It's a great day to win a division if you were the St. Lucie Mets. First pitch, 12:01. It's 85 degrees and sunny. Jupiter today, thanks for coming along. Let's make it a good one as Ramirez takes a called strike. Margallo's pitch inside nearly hit Alex. Ramirez yesterday 1-for-4 with the double and a run, walking a stolen base. Roger Dean closed to the public today. Only those who made it on the family, friends, and pass list get in. And there's a pitch up high. Fastball, it's 3-1. Mets in the road, Grays. Only broken out the orange jersey tops one time this series. Jupiter back to their home whites after wearing their Space Knight jerseys yesterday. They were called the Gas Giants. Here's a ball off the plate, and Ramirez draws a leadoff walk. That's how the game starts. Mets drew 7-8 walks yesterday, one off their season high. Climbing out of the Florida State League and minor league baseball basement. A couple of good walk games for the last 2 weeks. Now here should be a refreshed Omar De Los Santos after being off yesterday. Ramirez, a good size lead. Bargallo looks right at him. De Los Santos takes the curveball for a strike. Pickoff throw, a little high. Not a graceful slide back into the base by Ramirez, but he gets in there without a tag. There's a pitch home, and it swung on and missed. Fastball misses in. 1-2. No score. No outs. Ramirez on first. Bargallo set from the stretch, working on the far left corner of the rubber, who will step off and throw to first again. Ramirez head first slide safe. And it's pickoff number two. With Bargallo, he can't do it again, or else it's a balk, unless he gets the actual pickoff. Breaking ball called for a third strike on the outside corner. Omar De Los Santos would like to challenge that pitch, and it's unsuccessful. Call is upheld. Curveball for a strike. Now there's an out. In the first, De Los Santos loses a challenge. The Mets have two left for the rest of the game. They were down to their last challenge yesterday, and Jose Rivera, Mets catcher, ripped off three challenges correct in a row. Here is Junior Tillian Hard hit ground ball eats up the third baseman, Rodriguez, into left field. Junior Tillian, we'll see if he gets a hit on that. He should. Hot shot. Rodriguez didn't bother to get in front of it. Went for the backhand off the heel of his glove and into left. It is indeed a hit. Alex Ramirez up to second base. So the Mets have 2-1 with one out. And William Lugo up. Lugo yesterday in the first inning hit a two-run homer. So had an RBI ground out. So three driven in yesterday. The home run was his fourth. Opposite field shot to right. Argaio will look back to Ramirez. Big break for Ramirez. He doesn't go. Pitches outside for ball one. Margallo, this inning has been fastballs and curve. Fastball topping out at 92, curveball at 80. There's a pitch in the dirt. Looks like a changeup. 2-0. No score. Mets trying to change that. They had a good start to yesterday's game with a 3-run first inning. And then put the pressure on the Hammerheads. Fastball hammered foul. That one right off the front foot, it looked like, of Lugo, who hobbles around, but he's okay. That brace goes over the top of his foot. Two balls and a strike. Margallo eating up a lot of that pitch clock. He's down under 3 seconds almost every time. 2-1, and he steps off. Saves an automatic ball. But it is a step off. He's got one left this at-bat. Pitch home. Skipped in the dirt. Fastball. Makes it 3-1. Now Margallo very concerned with Alex Ramirez out there on second base. Long pauses, look backs. Ramirez is dancing around back and forth. He hasn't gone. Mets yesterday stole four bases. So Jupiter trying to clamp down on that. Ramirez running, pitches a ball outside. No stolen base. It's ball four. Lugo walks, and the Mets have a chance for an early lead as they have loaded the bases with one out for Stanley Consuegra. Stanley yesterday, excellent game. The double, a triple, two walks. And you roll that over today and give the Mets an early lead. Borgaio struggling out of the gate. First pitch home, way outside, a fastball. And he's falling off the side of the mound. All out of whack mechanically. Time called by Sam Prater, the catcher. In comes the shortstop, Salas, to serve as a translator. And the three of those Hammerheads talk it out. This will be a mound visit. First of seven allowed for Jupiter today. So the Mets coming into today knowing they needed a win to capture the division title. Trying to put the pressure on Jupiter early. Two walks and a single in the inning. On the out, the De Los Santos strikeout looking. Even that was a razor-thin pitch. Robbie Robinson told the Mets after last night's win that a win today would win the division, and that sure did fire up the boys. They are chopping at the bit today. They know what's on the line. Mound visit over. Here comes the 1-0 to Consuegra, and he swings through it. Four strike one. I do not get the sense that the Mets feel the pressure either. And this is a freewheeling ball club. They've been confident all season long. Nothing really seems to bother them. When they go on little bad stretches, little mini stretches, and there haven't been many, on a 1-4 game losing streak, 1-3 game losing streak, they always seem to find a way to bounce back in a big way. Two balls and a strike on Consuegra. Margallo's pitch has swung on and missed. It's 2-2. No score, one out, bases loaded in the top of the first inning. Swager hitting 255 on the year with four home runs and 15 driven in. Margallo, 2-2 pitch. It bounces in the dirt and a great save by Prater. That was spiked a full foot in front of the home plate right into the chest protector of Prater, and he covered it with his mitt against his body, keeping Ramirez at third. So it's a full count. Nowhere to put Consuegra. We're going to be trying to avoid a third walk of the inning. Here comes the payoff pitch, and it's a ground ball up the middle and through for a base hit. Ramirez scores. Tillian being waved in. Here comes the throw from Osiris Johnson. It's off the mark. Tillian safe at the plate. 2-0 Mets. Stanley Consuegra providing the early lead. And already pressure on Jupiter. Hard hit right back over the mound. Margallo stuck his glove out, hoping that it would magically go in. It was past him. Diving try by South, the shortstop, no good. Throw by Osiris Johnson was on time to get Tillian at the plate, but it was way offline up the first base side. Tillian ran right through the plate, no need to slide. Good read by William Lugo as well, as he was able to go to third on the throw home. So the Mets are set up with runners at the corners with one out. Mound visit from Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach. Mets took advantage of the walks in their 8-3 win on Thursday. Mets walked five times. I believe all five of those walks ended up scoring. Yesterday's starter, Holt Jones, walked six. Mets made him pay badly in the first inning and in the fourth inning. And four of his six walks scored. Now, two walks have helped set up the Mets in this inning. Carlos Dominguez at the dish. Runners at the corners, one out. Dominguez, the league leader in home runs with 13, takes the ball up high. Dominguez yesterday, no home runs, but 2-for-5 with two RBI singles. Pitch low and in. Two balls and no strikes. For the most part this inning, the Mets not swinging at pitches out of the zone. Trying to wait Margallo out. At 23 pitches, no activity in the Jupiter bullpen, but there is a reliever down there stretching his legs. And there's a pitch inside. Curveball no good. It's 3-0. Margallo's pitch, a strike on the inside corner. Dominguez takes it, a borderline pitch. No challenge, not on 3-0. Margallo's pitch, it's popped up. Right side, foul. That will get into the stands. No kids to run under that one. Three-two pitch. Ground ball to third. Could be two. Throw goes to second for one. Throw back to first from Lewis in time. A double play. Badly needed from Margallo to stop the bleeding. Count was 3-0. He rallies for the double play at Rodriguez to Lewis to Zubia. Could have been worse for Margallo, but the Mets off to a good start in their quest for a division title. They have an early 2-0 lead. Giordani Ventura making the start for the Mets when we come back on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
This will be interesting. Jordani Ventura, last fully healthy. At last he's fully healthy, but last when he was fully healthy, he pitched for Kingsport 2019. One rehab start last week in the FCL for two shutout innings. Now he throws a fastball right down the pipe to Osiris Johnson, who squared to bunt. So officially, Ventura ending his rehab assignment in the FCL and being activated from the 60-day injured list. Coming off of Tommy John surgery, wiped out his last season. There was one that's fouled back. On the St. Lucie roster all last year, but never appeared in a game, never even appeared in the locker room. On the shelf in the rehab the whole time. There's a slider, check swing, and no go. Once Ventura's out of there, we expect Keyshawn Askew to come on in. Keyshawn came off the aisle to start game one of the series. There's a curveball popped up and back out of play. One, two to Johnson, and he swings and misses at the fastball and strikes out. That's the way Ventura starts his St. Lucie career. He's already broken out. Fastball, curveball, and slider. One batter, so feeling it out early. Now Jose Salas comes up. Switch hitter, who's a really nice player for Jupiter this year. 708 OPS as he takes a strike. Salas. Yesterday, a single, a double, drove in a run, scored a run, stole a base. Good-looking prospect for the Marlins. They paid him enough, over $2 million. Here's a ground ball, hard hit, but right to the second baseman, Suarez. Albert makes the play. Two up, two down for Ventura. Mets lead this game 2-0 on the Stanley Consueger two-run single in the first. Mets threatening for more. Runners at the corners and one out. Dominguez bounced into the double play. Remember, the Mets had a big lead on Tuesday, 7-0. It was whittled down to two runs a couple of different times. This ball is high. And then the Mets had big leads early on Thursday and Saturday and were able to finish those off without any drama. Swing and a miss on a changeup to Ian Lewis. Ball and a strike. Four pitches within the first 10 for Ventura. Fastball away. Two balls and a strike. See Mets minors photographer Ed Delaney is here. St. Lucie Mets team photographer Helene Hassler is here. Rich Jarbo helps out with our social media. He's here, so we got some media contingency here. As this ball is swung on and missed, bat goes flying. That bat ends up all the way at home plate of the Mets bullpen. It's a hot, sunny day out there, and these hitters are working up a lather already. So Lewis is in a two-strike count. Goes back and gets some pine tar. Back in the box, awaits the 2-2 from Ventura. Grounds one hard and up the middle for a base hit. Big turn for Lewis as he goes back to first base and rounded first base by about 25 feet. And a two-out single will bring up Brady Allen. Allen yesterday went 2-for-4. An RBI in the first inning. 2-0 Mets in the first, one on, two out. Ventura to the stretch. And throws a changeup for a swinging strike as Allen could not hold up. Ventura, high leg kick, slider home for a ball, throw to second base. Not going to be in time. It get dribbles away from Suarez, a stolen base for Lewis. Pretty good throw there by Mets catcher Jose Rivera. When it looked like it hit off either Suarez or the runner. Jose last night, after learning that the Mets could clinch the division today, walked into Robbie Robinson's office and asked to start as catcher. Robbie said yes. He's been with the team all year. Deserves a chance to be behind the plate. And as this ball goes to the backstop, a wild pitch. Reflecting off the glove of Jose. All of a sudden, Ian Lewis is at third base with two outs. And Brady Allen in the same spot he was yesterday, looking for a two-out RBI hit to get Jupiter on the board. Ventura's pitch, pop foul. Now, Jose's been on the team since day one. He had a little bit of a hiccup on the injured list with the banged up hand, short stint, but catching a day game after a night game. Appreciate the desire to finish out the half. 2-2, Ventura's pitch, a high slider. Full count. Ventura holding the glove up high, set for his payoff pitch. Here it comes to Allen, and it's dribbled foul. He went with the fastball. Allen, one of the top hitters on the team, hitting .257 in 48 games. Leads the Hammerheads with 44 hits. He's got 8 doubles, 2 triples, and he leads the team with second on the team with 6 home runs. Fastball, or changeup rather, swung on and missed. Strike 3, sit down Brady Allen. What great fade on that change by Ventura. And he strands Lewis at first after the 2-out single, stolen base and wild pitch. Mets will take a 2-0 lead to the second. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands. Featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The police department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Raul Berciarta starts off the second for the Mets. Hit a leadoff home run in the second inning yesterday. What will he do today? Well, at least for one pitch, take a ball off the plate from Bargallo. Bargallo, big trouble in the first inning, but survived with the double play. There's a pitch high, 2-0. They threw 28 pitches that first inning, only 12 strikes. He's already fallen behind 2-0 here. Bouncing ball out to first. Zubia will backhand pick it, run it to first himself. Three unassisted. Berciarta would like to have that one back from being ahead 2-0. And here is Jose Rivera yesterday from the two spot. Four times on base, three walks and a single. Pretty good. This could be a bad matchup for Bargallo as this ball's outside because Rivera, a very patient hitter, leads the Mets with 28 walks. It's not particularly close. And remember, he has a stint on the IL, and he was basically also a part-time player when Drake Osborne was the catcher. So for a utility guy to lead the team in walks, it tells you how free-swinging the Mets have been this season. Fouls this one off. It's a ball and a strike. And a strike on the corner, 1-2. Rivera's on base percentage, .432. Pretty good through 29 games. 1-2 pitch, he lays off, it looks like, yes, on appeal. Checked his swing. Curveball down and in. .22. Called third strike. Rivera wants the challenge. He thought it was high. And the pitch is a strike. Jose, a rare loss for him with the challenge. Mets, remainder of the game, have one left. At least for the Mets, they've challenged called third strikes. If you're going to use a challenge and lose one, you want it to be on a pitch that's an out, not something like a strike one or strike two. So two up, two down. And Albert Suarez at the plate. He takes a ball on the first pitch and then nearly gets hit on the second, up and in for ball two. Albert hasn't done much with the bat today this year, only hitting .061, went 0-for-3 yesterday. Did draw a walk. Bargallo facing a late-hitting lefty certainly doesn't want to walk him to face Alex Ramirez. Almost hits him again. The curveball inside. It's 3-0. 2-0 Mets, two outs. Nobody on in the top of the second. Bargallo's pitch, ball, four inside. Jupiter wants to challenge this one. I thought that was a strike. That is a loss. So Nelson Fraley, home plate umpire, having himself a good day. 3 challenges between the two teams, and teams have been wrong each time. So the inning will continue for Ramirez, who drew a walk to start the game, went on to score. First time through the order, Mets against Bargallo. 2 hits, 2 runs, 3 walks. 2 strikeouts, double play ball. There's a pitch high for a ball. Snap throw to first by Prater. Not in time to get Suarez. Yesterday's catcher, Cameron Barstad, threw to first base 3 times on Albert Suarez after a pitch home. I must think he's going to run. He didn't steal yesterday. Did advance on a wild pitch. Time called while Bargallo ties his shoes. Now he's back ready to pitch. 1-0 to Ramirez. Outside, ball 2. That's 6 straight misfires from Bargallo. Do nothing Mets in the top of the second. Big lead for Suarez. The pitch will go home for ball 3. Suarez not taking off. Ball 7 for Bargallo. Now he's not nearly as efficient or tuned in as he was last time. And he skips this one in for ball 4. It goes to the backstop. Suarez will go to second, walk around the bag, and go back. So a couple of 2-out walks, 8 straight misfires for Bargallo after getting the first 2. And now he deals with Omar De Los Santos.
Right fielder, 21, Omar
43 pitches, only 16 strikes for Bargallo. And here comes Glenn Dishman. Another mound visit. This is number 3 in the first 2 innings. And Jupiter will get a reliever warming up in the bullpen. So the Mets loaded the bases in the first inning on a couple of walks and a single. Stanley Consuegra smoked a ground ball, based it up the middle of the plate 2. But further damage was avoided after the double play ball. This inning, Bargallo gets the first 2 and has walked 2 in a row. Now the Mets trying to make him pay. 4 walks already. De Los Santos, a strikeout looking in the first. He took a breaking ball for a called third strike, and he thought it was a ball. Challenged and lost. The lengthy mound visit is over. Mound visit just to give Bargallo a breather and to give the reliever some time to get loose. There's a fastball swung on and missed. Best pitch of the inning. The low strike. One curve, high. Homer on the season, 8. Homers, 30 driven in. Manning, 272. In the top 10 in the league in a lot of categories. Swings and misses at this, down to 1 knee. Eleven doubles, 3 triples. 28 stolen bases. But behind here, 1 and 2. Bargallo steps off as Ramirez and Suarez making noise on the bases. I wouldn't put the double steal past the Mets in this situation with De Los Santos up. Worst that happens is he strikes out and starts the next inning. And he does strike out. Rather, I was going to say, worst thing that happens is somebody's caught and he starts the next inning. So Bargallo, 2nd straight inning. He's in big trouble of his own doing, but gets out of it, this time with no runs allowed. and that's threatened with a couple of two-out walks, but a strikeout ends the inning. Mets will take their 2-0 lead to the home first. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
Long way to go in this one. Mets out in front 2-0. Zach Zubia at the dish against Jordani Ventura. Curveball way up high. Deflects off Jose Rivera's glove to the backstop. Harmless ball one. Ventura's fastball is grounded to the hole at short, backhanded by Tillian. Long throw coming, a one-hopper from the grass, right on target for the out. Made it easy for Bear Sierta. A perfect one-hop as Bear Sierta, the first baseman, down to one knee, catches it head high. Tillian getting a lot of run at shortstop. He's been doing a good job getting to balls, making pretty good throws. Arm strength isn't quite there, I don't think, to sustain at shortstop. Doesn't have the cannon like Villavicencio or Shervin Newton. Might be a chance that Villavicencio, who was surprisingly demoted to the complex side at the end of last week, could come back to the Mets the upcoming week. Spots open on the infield now that Justin Guerrero is in high A Brooklyn. There's a swing and a miss on Christian Rodriguez. 2-1 on him. And a ground ball out to the third baseman Lugo. Gobbles it up. Sets, throws, and has out number two. Ventura starting this inning with two ground outs to the left side. Now look to finish off the inning easier than last inning. Two out single ended up on third base. Jorge Caballero up. Mets lead this game 2-0 in the second. Caballero takes a slider away, ball one. Speaking of Justin Guerrero, in his first game for the Brooklyn Cyclones yesterday, hit a home run. 6 total on the season now for Justin. Good for him. That's his first high A hit. Second pitch to Caballero is a strike. And then a slider belted into center field for a hit. Caballero, a big turn, will go back. Ramirez in center field had him shaded to right center. And the ball wound up in left center. A long run for Alex. Caballero won't force the issue. So a two-out single keeps the inning alive for Sam Prater. If you're Ventura, two-out singles are okay. Better than to lead off an inning or with one out, right? Mets will get action going in the bullpen. Josh Cornelli This ball's fouled back. Ventura runs into trouble. Cornelly can finish out the inning. We do expect Keyshawn Askew to appear today, but Keyshawn probably going to get a clean inning to start. As this ball is outside to Prater. One and one on the catcher. Prater hitting 350 in just six games. 7-for-20 on the season. Takes this pitch outside. It's 2-1. We last saw Prater on Friday. He went 1-for-3. Jupiter's 4-2 win. Time called. New baseball for Ventura. Caballero, short lead off of first. Hands on his knees. Does not appear to be a running threat. Pickoff throw over anyways. Prater waits in the box. Caballero, no tag. Ventura's 2-1 pitch. Off the plate. Ball three. Ventura at 32 pitches now as day is winding down. So he builds up arm strength coming off of Tommy John. He's never going to be in this game long. Mets trying to ease him through two scoreless innings. Here's a ground ball to short. Should do it. Tillian will field it. He will underhand toss to Suarez at second for the force out. A fielder's choice for Prater. Caballero out up there on second base. And that likely is the end for Ventura. Two scoreless innings coming off the FCL rehab assignment. Now full-time St. Lucie Met. 2-0 Mets as we move to the third inning at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat three times faster than normal. And that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Interesting that Sandro Bargallo will come back out in the third inning, but I believe the lease will be short as the reliever is still throwing in the bullpen. Bargallo has had a very rocky start to this game with just 19 of his 47 pitches for strikes. He's walked four. And he begins with a strike to Junior Tillian, who singled and scored off of him in the first inning. And a ground ball just foul out of the reach of the third baseman, Rodriguez. Tillian hunting for that corner. Remember yesterday he hit the bag on a ground ball. Wound up with an RBI single out of it. But it's 0-2. Argaio's pitch up high. Junior Tillian, just 22 games as a St. Lucie Met, already with 6 homers, 7 doubles, and 24 RBI. Fouls this one off. Popping in the mitt, you hear Keyshawn Askew pitch this third inning for the Mets side. As this ball is popped foul by Tillian into the vacant stands. Well, some people are here. Those who got in on the pass list. But yesterday was fun. Good, lively crowd, and as St. Lucie Mets superfan Scott Close noted, a lot of Mets fans. Tillian taps one out in front of home plate, picked up by Prater. Good throw by the catcher to get the out at first. That one almost halfway to the mound and off to the left. Prater had to scamper to it. A spin and throw on the money. On a 2-3 put out. Vargallo starts the inning with the out just like he did in the second. Well, it was a struggle to finish. Here's Lugo, who walked in the first, stranded on third. He takes a pitch up high. Mets lead 2-0. One out in the top of the third inning. Stanley Consuegra, a 2-run single. Last inning, here's a ground ball up the middle for a hit. Lugo with a base knock just out of the reach of Margallo. Looked exactly like Consuegra's single. Consuegra back up again. RBI 16 and 17. Last at bat. Takes a high fastball. Ball one. And swings over the top of a heater. About shin high. Ball and a strike. Mets playing their 18th game this season here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. They are 9-8 in this ballpark. 5-6 against Jupiter. Time called as an Askew bullpen ball. Gets away, rolls all the way behind home plate. There's a pitch that's in the dirt, swung on a miss, and Consuegra hopping around home plate, frustrated that he went after that. Of course, with 4 walks and Margallo throwing over half his pitches for balls, the Mets have done a really nice job of not swinging at those types of pitches. Margallo the 1-2, that one outside. Seems to have his most success with the knee-high fastball. But there's just no consistency. The 2-2, a wipeout curve gets Consuegra swinging and missing for strike 3. Fourth strikeout for Margallo to go with his 4 walks. And with Lugo remaining on first base, Carlos Dominguez back up. 2 down in the third. Mets leading 2-0. Dominguez bouncing to a double play ball to end the first. And here he takes a curve, letter high, called strike. Guy's fastball. Tech off the side of the plate.
1-1 pitch. Curveball for a called strike. That one just hit the outside corner, apparently. The way Dominguez looked, I think he would have liked to have challenged it, but the Mets down to one challenge the rest of the game. Cannot afford to use it this stage for a pitch that's not strike three. Pickoff throw. Safe is Lugo. That pitch, by the way, was a strike, according to the ABS system. So Nelson Fraley had it right. Margallo. The 1-2 home, gets a swing and a miss on the curveball. So back-to-back strikeouts for Margallo to finish the third. He seems to have found something. Still not sharp as I'm sure he'd like to be, but he has given the Hammerheads hope. Mets had him on the ropes in the first inning. Could not knock him out. Jupiter's hanging around, just down 2-0, mid-3.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Yeah, that's me in the bottom of the third inning from the radio booth, Spanish Marlins Spanish radio booth up at Roger Dean. I think just me and Justin Rock of Daytona have been in this booth. I don't think anybody's been in it since I was in here last, a few weeks ago. The Mets faced Palm Beach back at the beginning of May. Carve my name into the desk. I won't do that. First pitch from Keyshawn Askew is a ball. Second pitch a called strike. So Keyshawn started the series one inning on Tuesday off the injured list. Now into the finale in the third inning. There's a swing and a miss on a fastball. Jordani Ventura off the 60-day IL made the start. He went two shutout innings with two hits, no walks, two strikeouts. He threw 33 pitches, 20 strikes. Now the sidewinding Askew throws one to the backstop. 2-2. Keyshawn, the Mets' 10th round pick last year out of Clemson, has had a fine season, but went on the IL, missed just over a month with the left bicep impingement. It's a swing and a miss on the slider, and he strikes out Anhuedi Santos. Good luck on that pitch. Nasty. On Tuesday in the opener, the inning for Keyshawn was scoreless and hitless with the walk and two strikeouts. He also faced Jupiter for four innings here on a Saturday night, as this ball is high. And in that appearance, no runs, one hit, one walk, and a season-high eight strikeouts. So two strikeouts per inning. There's a pitch in the dirt to the leadoff hitter, Osiris Johnson. First time through the lineup, Jupiter managed two singles. Got a run into third base once. And that's it. Pitch is inside. It's 3-0. Askew's pitch, strike on the inside corner. We'll keep Cyrus Johnson in the batter's box. Johnson struck out to start his afternoon. High fastball for ball four. So a one-out walk here in the bottom of the third. Mets lead the game 2-0. Two-run single by Consueger in the first inning. Margallo settled it down. I think he's going to be out of the game next inning because Jupiter reliever continues to throw in the bullpen. There's a fastball in. On Jose Salas, 1-0. Pickoff throw. Johnson safe. Johnson on the season, 6 stolen base attempts, 5 steals. Askew gets a ground ball to short, could be 2. Tillian's flip to Suarez for 1. Suarez, the throw to first base, gets Salas. 6-4-3 double play. Out of the hand of Keyshawn Askew, off the bat of Salas. Ends the third. That is the 49th double play turned by the Mets this season. We'll head to the middle innings. Mets lead 2-0.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible with affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts. MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
As expected, a new pitcher on the mound for Jupiter as we open the fourth, Luarbert Arias, making his second relief appearance of this series. A right-hander from Maracay, Venezuela, 21 years old, signed as a free agent by Miami, minor league free agent 2021. And will face Raul Berciarta, and he pumps in a strike. Well, all Luarbert Arias did in his other relief appearance on Thursday was strike out all 6 batters he faced in the 8th and 9th innings. Pumps in strike 2 on Berciarta. That game was an 8-3 Mets runaway. Not exactly a high leverage situation for Arias, but really can't do better than that. 2 perfect innings with 6 strikeouts. He throws this one high and wide. 1-2 count. And slider is looped into right field. On comes Brady Allen to make the catch. Berciarta drops to 0-2. He's the first out of the fourth. Contact, though, more than the Mets had on Thursday against Arias. Jose Rivera will come up next. Jose 0-for-1 with the strikeout. There's a slider low. Mets lead this game 2-0. Sandro Bargallo, the starter for Jupiter, 3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, both earned. He walked 4, struck out 5. Rivera takes a strike. He only threw 31 of his 64 pitches for strikes, but he did end his day with back-to-back strikeouts. He did not fold. Got the double play in the first inning with runners at the corners. Walked 2 in the second inning, but got out of trouble with the strikeout. Pitched around the one-out single in the third. Could have been worse for him. Fastball high. It's 2-2. This fastball is knocked out of play to the right. Arias averaging right around 91 with the fastball. There's another fastball popped into right field. This time the second baseman Ian Lewis calls for it and catches it. And Rivera's out. So after the early fireworks for the Mets, with the bases loaded single from Consuegra, things have settled in. As Albert Suarez comes to the plate. He walked into second. And he will lob one out of play to the left side, strike one. The 0-1 just off the plate. You know, Suarez, he doesn't get many hits, but he really doesn't strike out either. Well, that was challenged and was a strike. So Jupiter wins that one. And it's 0-2, and now it's a strikeout as Suarez foul tips it. Well, I shouldn't have spoke too soon, but Suarez in his 37th plate appearance, just struck out for the seventh time. That's a 1-2-3 start for Luarbert Arias in his relief outing. In the middle of the fourth inning, the Mets have a 2-0 lead over Jupiter. Mets need a win to clinch the Florida State League East Division title in the first half.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with 5 convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a 5-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
Keyshawn Askew will face the 3, 4, and 5 hitters in Jupiter's order. Keyshawn got a strikeout and a double play ball in the third. Here he goes in the fourth with the Mets having a 2-0 lead, and a running bunt for Lewis is fouled back for strike one. Keyshawn this year coming into today, not counting the first inning he threw, has thrown 17 innings, 7 hits, and just 2 earned runs. He gets a swing and a miss on this slider. He's only walked 4 and struck out 22. He is a tough pitcher. That whippy sidearm left-hand motion. Throws one outside to Lewis. That's a 1-2. Lewis has one of the two Jupiter hits today, a single. He fouls this one off to stay alive. He managed to steal second and advance to third on a wild pitch, but was stranded there by Ventura. But the way this game's starting to play out, that's a big out in the game. There's a check swing, and Lewis did not go. Slider down and in. Out of the gate, thought we might be headed for a high-scoring affair, but this is turning more into a pitcher's duel. Here's a line drive caught at second base by Suarez. That one grazed the tower of Keyshawn out there in the mound and tailed right into the waiting mitt of Suarez, deep out at second. Now Lewis out on the line. One away in the home fourth, and Brady Allen will come back up. There is strikeout in the first. The pitch for a strike. Your weather update here in Jupiter. Hot and sunny and getting hotter. But it beats the rain, which we avoided yesterday. Went to bed on Friday night. The forecast for Saturday did not look good, but it turned out to be a beautiful day for baseball. We've had good weather all week. No delays. On-time starts. There's a called third strike on the outside corner to Brady Allen. Frozen by Askew. His second strikeout. Friday, we had that noon game as they did their camp day here at the water park, the water slides, and the squirt guns. If we had had the standard 6:30 night game on Friday, we would not have played. Would have been rained out. If we had been at home this week, we would have been rained out Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. So we have lucked into good weather once again. As this pitch goes high for a ball to Zach Zubia. I know last week at home we had the rainouts Friday and Saturday, but that was the tropical system. As this ball's fouled off, but the daily thunderstorms that can crop up anywhere in the state of Florida this time of year. Mets have avoided that this week. And we've had, looking at the forecast, looks promising next week. We're going to have less of a chance of the afternoon showers and storms. Here's a line drive into left field. A base hit for Zach Zubia, bounding into the corner. He might be angling for two, and he will ease into second base with a two-out double. Ball made it all the way to the wall. Hanging breaking ball, and Zubia punishes it for a two-out double. Some life here in the bottom of the fourth for the Hammerheads, who trail the Mets 2-0. This is the eighth hit in 18 and two-thirds innings against Askew. Now Rodriguez draws the tough assignment as a left-handed hitter. First pitch off the plate. Boy, for a lefty, that ball looks like it's going to come out of the hand and hit you in the hip. Winds up a foot outside. Ooh, here's a cross-up. Hits off Rivera's mask. He doesn't see it. A wild pitch. Well, I guess they're going to call this a pass ball. But that one off the mask, and Rivera struggling to find it out by the Mets dugout, and Zubia will travel down to third. Maybe it wasn't a cross-up. Maybe he just missed it. A fastball. Usually when there's a cross-up, the pitcher and the catcher get together right away and discuss, but no discussion there. Time called as a bullpen ball from Nate Jones gets away. Yeah, it is a pass ball. You can't really pin that on Keyshawn. The pitch was a called strike. There's a pitch on the inside corner for strike two. A challenge by Rodriguez. He thought that was a ball inside. And he wins. Call overturned. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. Two balls and two strikes. So Jupiter 2-for-3 in challenges today. They have two left. 2-2 pitch inside for a called third strike. This time, no challenge from Rodriguez. He knew it. Askew gets a couple of called strikeouts in the inning. Zuby is stranded on third. The Mets stay up 2-0 through four innings. You are listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Top of the order, we'll bat for the Mets in the fifth against Norbert Arias. He's now tossed three perfect innings in this series. Ground ball, left side. Nice stop by Rodriguez. The spin and throw way offline. Bounces off the Mets dugout and corrals all the way out to the second baseman, Lewis. And Ramirez is on board. Oh. Rodriguez did an outstanding job lunging to his left, gloving that ball clean. Surprised he got it. And then the spinorama throw, whoop, way up high. And he's fortunate that ball hit off the Mets dugout and did not go in. Well, it's a hit for Ramirez. It's not an ordinary effort play. Alex, an infield single, and not on second. There's a foul tip by De Los Santos, and oof, that caught a piece of our umpire. Nelson Fraley, who is down on both knees, and Sandy Crum, the trainer for Jupiter, is coming out to steady him. Not sure where that exactly hit, but Fraley is in a lot of pain. His partner, Garrett Griffin, coming on to observe as well. And somebody from Jupiter is bringing Mr. Fraley a cup of water. They're looking somewhere at his arm. Yeah, he went down right away. He stumbled, tried to get up, and went down again. Grace DiStefano, our assistant trainer, will head on over as well. Umpires, a big part of the game. And they take beatings back there just like the catchers. While we wait, a chance to tell you what's coming up in the week ahead. Today ends the series against Jupiter. We are off tomorrow. We return home to Clover Park next Tuesday through Sunday to face the Tampa Tarpons. Rachel Balkovic will bring her club over here. She is the first female manager in affiliated baseball history. Tarpons this year in last place, but only by half a game in the West at 24-31. Mets have already played Tampa this season over in Tampa. Mets won the first three. Tampa won the final three. So a series split. Tuesday's Silver Sluggers Day, 6:10. Wednesday, nothing crazy at 6:10. Thursday, Dollar Night, Star Wars Night at 6:10. Friday, will be Schools Out Night at 6:10. Treasure Coast Hospice Night on Saturday at 6:10, plus postgame fireworks. And Father's Day next Sunday with a pregame catch in the field. Dads get a free ticket with the purchase of a kid's ticket. And the Star Wars Night on Thursday, the Schools Out Night on Friday, rescheduled from our prior home series against Daytona with those rainouts last Friday and Saturday. So, again, expecting better weather next week at home. Some dry air moves in. And hopefully you'll come on out and join us. If you can, please tune in to MILB TV. We're back on the air with our five camera setup. MILB TV production crew ready to go after a week off. The training visit is finished as Fraley's going to hang in there. Omar De Los Santos, a foul tip, strike one. He's 0 for 2 today. With two strikeouts. That was against Bargallo. 2-0 Mets. No outs. Runner on first in the fifth. This pitch is swung on and missed. Or strike two. De Los Santos chasing that ball in the dirt. Other batter's box. As he is prone to do. Pickoff throw close. Ramirez dives back in safe. But Alex today has made it on base three times. Two walks and now his infield hit. A slider swung on a miss. De Los Santos strikes out for the third time. This time on three pitches. And that's hoping that the off day for him yesterday would rest him up and result in a good day today. And it's not. One down. And Junior Tilling back up. A pickoff throw to first, and Ramirez is caught. And they almost got him last time. This time, the Warbert Arias does get him. Quick tag by Zach Zubia. Just like that, Mets have gone from one on, no outs, to two outs and nobody on. Ramirez's base running has left a lot to be desired. It's caught and picked off way too often. So Tillian will bat with nobody on to drive them but himself. He's 1 for 2 today, with a single and a run. And Arias begins him with a pitch down and in for ball one. Arias, a swing and a miss on a slider. So he won't have a perfect outing this time, but he's got a chance to face the minimum in a total of 4 innings in this series. Slider down and away. And Jupiter will get somebody else warming up in the bullpen. A 2-1 pitch, and the slider is hung and hit into left field, but off the end of the bat, running in and catching chest high is Caballero. No runs for the Mets, one hit, no errors, nobody stranded. Another good inning of work for the Warbert Arias. 4 scoreless innings with 8 strikeouts and just one hit in the series. Halfway home in the Sunday finale, Mets looking for a division title, have a 2-0 lead.
Hey fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Jorge Caballero leads off. Nate Jones, the new pitcher for the Mets in the fifth. 2-0 St. Lucie as Jones fires one inside for ball one. Caballero was single in the second. Out on a force play. One of three Jupiter hits. Jones, there was a fastball, blows it by Caballero for strike one. Keyshawn Askew, in his second appearance back from the injured list, pitched two scoreless innings with a hit, a walk, three strikeouts. Keyshawn threw 30 pitches, 18 strikes, so he and Ventura both going two. This ball is fouled away, and now Nate Jones for a little bit. 18-man pitching staff with an off day tomorrow. That's going to afford to empty the tank. There's a pitch outside. 2-2. This is Nate's second appearance of the series. He only threw three pitches in his first outing on Wednesday. A tough break. He came into the 10th inning of a tie game. The Mets did not score the free runner in the top of the inning. There's a pitch outside. First pitch he threw went for a single in right field. That moved the winning run from second to third. Next pitch was a high strike. The third pitch scuttled through the legs of the catcher, Rivera, or a wild pitch that ended the game. Here's a fly deep out to left field, ranging back and making the catch is Consuegra. Caballero out. It was probably the best struck ball of the day for the Hammerheads. No problem for Stanley. So for Nate Jones, that's his first loss, but it was an unearned run. It's the life you live as a reliever, the baseball rules now. Can take a loss without giving up a earned run. You have to inherit that runner at second base. There's the ball high. This is Nate's 16th relief appearance. He's 3-for-3 in save chances, a 1-1 record. 21 innings, 22 hits, 10 earned runs. This pitch is a strike on the corner to Prater.
Call is overturned. Count is at 2-1.
Call is overturned. Thought Prater might challenge that, and he did. Ooh. Whoa, time called, and Angel Espada just got the, well, somebody in the dugout just got the heave-ho. Oh, the fact that we don't have fans makes it, you can hear the umpire, and he just threw out, I'm guessing the hitting coach, Ty Hawkins. So Hawkins said something like, you got to be kidding me, and Nelson Fraley says, I don't want to hear it. And then you're done. When, after he said, I don't want to hear it, somebody said something in return. So obviously, Jupiter does not like the strike zone today. They've won three challenges, so they feel that the umpire has been wrong four times. And Fraley has had three overturned. So, yeah, Ty Hawkins, there he goes. The hitting coach for Jupiter didn't like the fact that his catcher had to use a challenge to get a call he thought he should have had in the first place. Well, a pitch to the backstop, but nobody on base, doesn't matter. 3-1. And we are going to wait. Fraley just spies the Hawkins walking down the line now. He's going to wait until he exits stage left. Yeah, the bullpens or the dugouts are not attached to the clubhouses here, so you got to walk way down the left field line. You're Jupiter, the visiting team. The Cardinals clubhouse is way out to the right field line when they play here. All right, so Hawkins is out of there. I don't want to hear it. You're done. All right, then. There's a ground ball foul, and it's a full count. You know, I would think the fact that Prater won the challenge and has the call be a ball, I think that'd be enough for Jupiter to be like, okay. Now, back in the old days when you can't challenge and you just got to live with the umpire's call, and that's when you argue and get ejected. There's a pitch inside for ball four. So Prater draws a one-out walk from Nate Jones. Mets lead this game 2-0, one on, one out in the fifth. Mets need a win to finish off the Hammerheads and a division title in the first half. Mets enter the game with the 8.5-game lead with 10 to play, including this one. So a win, they'd be 9.5 up with 9 to go. Can't catch that. Ground ball to second. Suarez shovels to Tillian. Tillian to first. Double play right off the bat of Anhuedes Santos, the Mets' second double play of the game. This one ends the fifth. Mets have a 2-0 lead going to the sixth on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Keep up with all things St. Lucie Mets this year by following us on social media. Find us and like us on Facebook by going to facebook.com/St. Lucie Mets. And give us a follow on Twitter and look for cool Instagram pics by following at St. Lucie Mets. Our social media streams will give you the inside scoop on special promotions, deals, team information, weather delays, and all the latest news surrounding events at Clover Park. Oh, and make sure to visit stlucymets.com too. It's all happening on social media this season, so be sure to follow along and let's go Mets.
If you're a Mets fan or a baseball fan 55 years or older, we want to invite you to become a member of the world-famous Silver Sluggers. What are the perks? How about free admission to all Tuesday games, 5 Wednesday games, a free hot dog at each of those games, and an exclusive Silver Sluggers t-shirt, all for just $30. Email silversluggers@stlucymets.com to sign up today.
The baseball season may start in St. Lucie, Florida, but with an average temperature of 77 degrees, 21 miles of pristine beaches, more than 20 world-class golf courses, and miles of lush nature trails, there's something for the whole family to enjoy. St. Lucie is home to year-round warm sunshine, blue skies, and turquoise blue water, so there's never a bad time to plan your next vacation. Visit stlucie.com/Mets to get started. St. Lucie, Florida, where the season never ends.
This is St. Lucie Mets baseball.
We are an hour and a half into this ball game, starting the sixth inning. Mets 2, Hammerheads nothing. Mets trying to win the series 4-2, which they needed to do to win the division coming into the week. William Lugo will lead off against the new pitcher, right-hander Jake Schrand. First pitch, fastball high. Schrand was on the mound in the 10th inning on Wednesday in the tie game, struck out all three he faced. The Mets did not get that free runner in, so he got the victory. There's a ball outside, 2-0. Now, I went back and looked it up. He threw 17 pitches in that inning. If the Mets had stood there and taken all 17, you know how many would have been called strikes? 3. Mets were way too anxious that inning, swinging out a lot of junk. Lugo flies one way up to left field. Caballero backpedaling and catching the first out. It was a major league flyout for William Lugo. Just short of the warning track. And Tran has an out. You know, sometimes, you know, the Mets, they were down 4-0 in that game Wednesday, homered their way back into it. A lot of guys appeared to be anxious trying to get the big hit. Didn't let the game come to them. Consuegra launches a ball deep left center field to the warning track. Bye-bye baseball. Stanley Consuegra with his fifth home run of the season makes it 3-0 Mets in the sixth. He's driven in all three in the game. He had a double and a triple yesterday, a single and a home run today. He's come alive here in this series at Roger Dean. The lead grows, and less game remains for Jupiter to try to come back as Carlos Dominguez stands in and takes a breaking ball inside. Majestic shot for Consuegra out to left center field. Exit velocity of 104 miles per hour. Hit it at a 34-degree launch angle. No distance listed. Came on a fastball at 92 miles per hour. Was right down the pipe. Check swing didn't go. 2-0. Breaking ball hit back to the pitcher. Schrand overhand tosses halfway to first and retires Dominguez for out number two. And not the swing that Carlos wanted with the 2-0 count. Mets a home run hitting bunch. That was the 62nd homer they've hit this season. Now four in the last two games. Also had one on Friday in the loss as Bear Sierta fouls one away. Raul hit his fourth yesterday. So 62 on the year in their 56th game. Oh, one pitch. Bear Sierta spanks this ball into left center field, dropping in for a hit from a Caballero. Two-out base knock for Bear Sierta. And the inning will continue for Rivera, who is 0-2. 3-0 Mets in the sixth, out hitting a Hammerhead 6-3. No errors in the game. There's a ball outside. Now, Mets to start the season had real trouble on the road on Sundays. They didn't win their first Sunday road game until their last Sunday road game, which was at Dunedin. That was that crazy 11-9 game, Tilling with three home runs. The team had six. Mets won two games last Sunday. The slider goes low. I'm trying to win four consecutive Sunday afternoons contests. 2-1 pitch, zip right over the outside corner, 2-2. Looks like Rivera frustrated he didn't swing at that. Runner goes, pitches to the backstop. Bear Sierta will be credited with a stolen base. Seems like Sam Prater tried to throw that ball before he had it in his mitt. It was popping out of his stance. Never made contact with it, and it was low. So full count, Bear Sierta at second. Fastball rocketed to right, but slicing foul. Went over that Cassidy cool zone. Only one fan down there in the Cassidy cool zone today. Count stays 3-2. Schrand Delivers a breaking ball low. Good take by Jose Rivera. The team leader in walks, draws another free pass. First and second for Suarez. The Mets leading 3-0. Suarez a walkout or a walk and a strikeout from the 9 spot today. Strand's first pitch. Top of the zone, strike one. Strand 0-1. Fouled out of play back behind the stadium. Nothing in two. Strand's 0-2 pitch. He gets a swing and a miss on the slider. Strikes out Suarez in the inning. Is over. Two stranded, but Consuegra adds to the lead. His fifth home run of the season, solo shot. It's all him on offense today. He's driven an all three Mets run. It's 3-0, moving to the bottom of the sixth in Jupiter.
Today begins a new journey. Not only will you learn something new and elevate your opportunities, but you'll also discover your purpose.
I'm finding a way to serve my community at Indian River State College.
My nursing degree will go to work where it's needed most.
Using my hands, I can make a dream career come true.
Start a new life-changing chapter with Indian River State College. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Beer, Nathan's Famous Hot Dogs, hamburgers, chicken fingers, french fries, and more. Find all your favorite ballpark fare at one of our fully stocked concession stands on the concourse. Be sure to stop by the new Jim Beam Bourbon Bar in left field to grab a rum bucket or delicious cocktail. Enjoy the game the way it was meant to be, with an ice cold beverage in hand and a full belly.
Hi, I'm Brandon Nimmo of the New York Mets. I don't want anything to stop me from being at my best on the field. That's why I don't use tobacco. Using tobacco can cause shortness of breath and make your heart beat 3 times faster than normal, and that can slow you down and take you out of the game. Be like me. Choose to be tobacco free and be at your best both on and off the field. Be strong, be healthy, be tobacco free. For more information, visit tobaccofreeflorida.com or call 1-877-YOU-CAN-NOW.
This is St. Lucie Mets Baseball.
Oh, Cyrus Johnson. As the PA announcer says here at the Dean, we'll lead off the sixth inning. 3-0 Mets. Nate Jones gets a swing and a miss. Nate's second inning of work. Got a fly out and a double play ball after a walk in the fifth. This pitch is outside. It's 3-0 here. What about elsewhere in the Florida State League? Doubleheader up in Tampa. The other team that plays here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Palm Beach. By the way, we'll be back here in not next week, but the following week to play Palm Beach again. Still say it's strange that we have two road series against Jupiter, two against Palm Beach, and neither of those two teams have shown up to Clover Park yet. A slider hit into center field. On the move is Ramirez. He'll get there. And Cyrus Johnson lines out. First game in the books in Tampa, Palm Beach. Wins 3-2. It was an 11 a.m. start. Game 2 upcoming. Lakeland and Dunedin are in the 7th inning. 3-2 Flying Tigers over the Blue Jays. Bradenton has a 6-1 lead at home over Clearwater. In the bottom of the 5th. Check swing for Jose Salas on a peely went around. Strike 1. Fort Myers and Daytona have a doubleheader scheduled for 3:30. After a rainout in Daytona. last night. Thought there were not supposed to be rainouts in Daytona, with the entire field being artificial turf. Just have to wait for the rain to end. Takes the field 2 seconds to get ready. But I guess the rain did not end last night. 0-2 on Salas, and he takes one wide from Jones. Poor Fort Myers, that's the longest trip in the league. Fort Myers to Bradenton and vice versa. So a doubleheader at 3:30 heading into the off day. There's a pitch low. 2-2. You know, last week, Daytona had the doubleheader at Clover Park. The Mets offered to move that game up to 11 a.m. Salas rips one to right field. That is a fair ball. Quickly cutting it off is De Los Santos. They will not test the arm. Good idea. Long single for Salas. Now, Omar had 2 outfield assists in the Mets' 8-3 win on Thursday. One at second, one at home. They will not test the cannon. That arm is major league ready in the outfield. Maybe the best part of De Los Santos' game, which is been an all-around fantastic game. Speed, power, defense, arm. It's the pitch recognition, something he's got to continue to work on. There's a swing and a miss from Ian Lewis. Or strike one. One on, one out in the bottom of the sixth. Mets lead 3-0. Yeah, so we offered Gookie Dawkins, the manager for Jupiter. Here's a ball that gets thrown away by Jones. A pickoff throw, errant. Salas will go up to second as it's collected by Suarez. Boy, all that foul ground, and Salas just jogged up to second base while the Mets went to get it. He did not push himself up quickly. You could hear on the crowd mic Jupiter yelling to get up and go. He should be at third. No energy or effort there. Outside of jogging to second. There's a swing and a miss from Lewis. So E1 on Jones, errant pickoff, but I mean, Salas should be at third base and in a 3-run game. It'll be a chance to drive him in, something other than a hit from third base. It's the little things. There's a swing and a miss, and Lewis strikes out. 2 down. All right, let's try this again. Last week, the Mets offered Gookie Dawkins and Daytona to move the doubleheader from noon to 11. Try to beat any afternoon weather, try to get Daytona out of here a little earlier. And Dawkins said no. Said stick to noon. So I guess Daytona just likes playing as late as possible on Sundays. Doing it again today. Here's a bouncer in the dirt to Brady Allen. Ball one. Allen, 2 strikeouts today. Jones in a low squat. Peering in, squinting in. It's bright. 1-0 pitch, swung through and missed. Salas walking leadoff second. Suarez not playing that close to him. This pitch right through the wickets of Rivera to the backstop. A wild pitch. And now Salas is at third. He should have been on third prior. Would have been a run. With the lack of effort on the errant pickoff throw to get up and go first to third. Means he's just at third now. Second time, third time. Jupiter's got a run into third base with 2 outs. Been unsuccessful the previous 2. 2-1 pitch is up high. Allen struck out in the first. Rodriguez struck out in the fourth, both leaving runners 90 feet from home. changeup for a strike. And it's two in, or full count rather. Barrett sets up right down the middle. Pitch goes inside for ball four. No challenge. Allen draws the two-out walk. Runners at the corners. For Zach Zubia, who doubled last time up. Good player with the 806 OPS. Trying to get a hit to get the Hammerheads back in the game. Down 3-0, but it feels bigger than that as he takes a pitch up and in. It does feel like the Mets' lead is bigger than 3-0. Probably because they took the lead in the first inning. Jupiter has had chances, but no big hits yet. There's a pitch inside. It's 2-0. Two-o pitch and a big swing and foul by Zubia. Does have four home runs and six doubles this year. He's got the 806 OPS after his last double, which was actually his seventh two-bagger, but only hitting 230. There's a ball low. His OPS, as high as it is, mainly because he's walked 41 times. So OPS is on base plus slugging. So the slugging, not great at 373, but the on base good helps the OPS. 3-1 pitch. He will take a ball off the corner. Nate Jones wants the challenge. This is it. Is it a win or loss? It is a strike. A win. Mets first win today. They keep that last challenge. And Zubia, who didn't go too far, back in the batter's box. Full count. Jones coming set for the payoff pitch. And it's going to be a ball low. Challenge again. Jones, no. He started to tap his head, and then he waved it off. And Jose Rivera shook his head. No, don't do it. I believe that was a ball. It did appear to be a little low. So that will load the bases for Rodriguez. Big chance here for the Hammerheads. Down three. And Rodriguez swings over the top of a pitch for strike one. Josh Cornelli warming up again for the second time in the bullpen. And this ball is hit into right center field. That's down and rolling. Two runs are going to score. It's misplayed by Ramirez in center. Here comes Zubia. He's going to score. And we're tied at three. Rodriguez takes a wide turnaround third. He dives back. He is safe. 3-3. Salas, Allen score. Zubia comes in as Ramirez misplays it in right center. Didn't get the glove down. Hit off his glove and rolled underneath to the track. And now the go-ahead run is on third base in Rodriguez. Oh, the two-out walks. The inning was almost finished off, but Allen and Zubia take the walks. And Jones pays the price. Robbie Robinson, Mets manager, going out to the mound to take Jones out. So the inning started with a line out, then a single, then a strikeout. Thinking no big deal, but the two walks open the door, and then Rodriguez, the two-run double. I believe that's what they're going to call it. And then the E8 out in center field. Ramirez's second day. not finishing a ground ball hit out to him. This one, very costly. So we're back to square one. Jones taken out. Cornelius coming in. Jupiter all of a sudden has the go-ahead run at third base with two outs in the sixth.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Tutto Fresco Restaurant and Patio Grill, located at the entrance to PGA Village, offers regional Italian cuisine accompanied by an extensive selection of wine and spirits. We feature traditional Italian recipes from various regions of Italy, celebrating our owner's family heritage. Our goal is to provide an authentic Italian dining experience with uncompromising service. Tutto Fresco, a slice of Italy in the heart of the Treasure Coast.
The biggest Mets fan is also the biggest fan of adventures in St. Lucie, Florida. Mr. Met wants your family to visit St. Lucie for epic home runs, eating hot dogs at the park, walking through art spaces, rounding the beaches, or just sliding into vacation bliss. Start planning now at visitstlucie.com/Mets. St. Lucie, Fort Pierce, Port St. Lucie, and Hutchinson Island, where the season never ends.
Let's rejoin the voice of the Mets, Adam McDonald.
Josh Cornelius into a tight spot as the batter is Jorge Caballero. Go ahead run walking down the line. This pitch is a ball high. So Christian Rodriguez, it's a two-run single. They didn't even give him a double. Badly misplayed by Ramirez out in right center field. On the tying run to score from first. Here's a pitch that goes up high and snatched by Rivera for a ball two. That one right over the head of the batter Caballero. Nice save by Jose to prevent a wild pitch. This one inside, 3-0. So the Mets up, I won't say comfortably, but 3-0. Perhaps closing in. Now find themselves in a steel cage match as this pitch is a strike on the corner. And Jupiter lifeless for a long time. As the door opened with the two walks, and then credit Rodriguez getting a good swing on the ball. He's getting at least two runs out of that hit. The error made it three. This one comes inside for ball four. Caballero works a walk. So the last four batters, three walks and a single. There's only been one walk prior. The runners at the corners for Prater, who is 0-for-1 with the walk. And there's a curveball outside for Cornelius, ball one. One out, low ball two. Cornelius, seven pitches, just one strike. It's been around the zone, but only one time in it. Outside for a ball. 3-0. Once again, a very close pitch. Mets down to that one last challenge. Not going to burn it here in the sixth inning on these close ones. This one low for ball four. What is going on out there? A walk to load the bases. Four walks and a single in the last four batters. And Victor Ramos will make the slow walk out to the mound to talk to Cornelius. And Huidi Santos, who's had a bad day, in the nine spot with a strikeout and a double play will bat. The chance to give the Hammerheads a lead. With the walk or any hit. Mound visit. Number two for the Mets. As Ramos throws an arm around the shoulder of Cornelli. And the Mets going to get another reliever ready. Looks like Dylan Hall in the bullpen. Cornelli, nine walks and 18 innings coming in. So this is a little surprising. They're dancing in the Jupiter dugout as they like the walk-up music for Santos. Big spot in the game. Mets 3-0 lead is gone. Jupiter trying to take a lead. Cornelli from the stretch. Pausing for a long time, now delivers, and Santos takes one right down the pipe. Second time in the inning, Jupiter has loaded the bases. First time they cleared them on a hit and an error. Oh, 1 inside, strike two. Only Santos dove back like it was going to hit him in the hip. Ends up being a strike. A couple of well-placed fastballs for Cornelli. The 0-2. High. One ball, two strikes. Cornelli's 1-2 pitch. Inside corner for a called third strike. Ends the inning. Bases left stranded, but not before the two-run single and error ties things up. Brand new ball game going to the seventh. It's 3-3.
To those of you on the front lines and in the back of the house, making it work, but wanting to make a change for the better. At Indian River State College, we make change possible. With affordable, sensible, expertly taught degree programs. Earn a bachelor's degree, associate's degree, or certificate in the trades in over 100 programs. The change you want is within your reach. Visit irsc.edu to learn more.
Hey, baseball fans.
Well, that really surprised me.
If you're not watching MLB Tonight every night, you're missing something.
I don't know if I've ever seen that happen.
With live look-ins and highlights from every game, plus breakdowns from TV's best analysts, MLB Tonight goes around the league to bring you the whole picture.
I've never seen a night like this.
Don't miss MLB Tonight every night on MLB Network. Go to findmlbnetwork.com for TV channel number.
Hey kids, want to have fun at Clover Park this summer? Go ask Mom and Dad to let you join Clutch's Kids Crew and tell them it's only $20. As a Kids Club member, you get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Now let's get back to the action.
Well, this game is officially a toss-up now. 3-0 Mets, two outs, one on in the bottom of the sixth. It's now 3-3. I'm sure Jupiter probably feels like they could have gotten the lead there. Alex Ramirez pops up on the first pitch to center field. This one thrown by Schrand in for inning number two, caught by Osiris Johnson. And Ramirez sure trying to do a little too much there. They're making that error that tied it up in the sixth. Now De Los Santos at the plate. 0-for-3, three strikeouts. Remember how the Mets scored in the top of the sixth, their third run. Stanley Kinswager, a bomb. Otherwise, they'd be down. Schrand's pitch swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. Jupiter knows what's on the line. That if the Mets win, they'll watch the Mets celebrate on their home field as this ball's fouled away. So you figure Jupiter, despite a very quiet start, would put something together at some point today. Make a charge. And they've done it. Now can the Mets overcome that? Can Jupiter finish it out? There's a breaking ball lofted into left field. Jogging in is Caballero. Makes the catch. Two up, two down. Schrand, it was not an easy sixth inning for him. Not only did he give up the home run, but so a single and a walk in the inning. Did strike out Suarez to end it. So here's Tillian, 1-for-3. There's a ball low and away. And a fly ball off to the right. It's going to land in the stands. Breaking ball up, 2-1. Fly ball on the infield, caught by Zubia, ends the inning. We're at the seventh inning stretch of a 3-3 game. And we're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
The St. Lucie Mets are back. The future stars of New York will be on display all spring and summer at Clover Park. Be there to experience the crack of the bat, the smell of the grass, and the delicious ballpark fare. Don't miss the world-famous Dollar Night every Thursday with $1 beer, soda, and popcorn, and $2 hot dogs. Catch the best fireworks show on the Treasure Coast on select Saturday nights. Tickets are on sale now. Visit stluciemets.com to get yours today. A day at Clover Park is a home run.
All Smiles Dentistry is a locally owned and operated dental practice with five convenient Treasure Coast locations. At All Smiles Dentistry, we are proud to announce that we now offer a five-year warranty on most services at no extra charge. As always, we are committed to providing the highest quality dental care for you and your entire family. Call 888-SMILE-07 today for details and a no-obligation consultation. That's 888-SMILE-07.
Dr. Michael C. Solomon is a doctor who cares and always puts his patients first. He's a board-certified surgeon with over 16 years of experience. He has a great medical staff that's compassionate and knowledgeable. If you're in pain or suffer extreme discomfort from kidney stones, prostate or bladder problems, erectile dysfunction, or any other urological problems, call Solomon Urology. Dr. Solomon offers the most current medical and surgical alternatives to resolve your urologic problems.
Now let's get back to the action.
First pitch, Osiris Johnson. Hits one down the left field line, out of the reach of Lugo. Osiris Johnson hustling into second base. A wide turn. He's going to go back with the stand-up double. Thinking about a triple as Consuegra fumbled with that ball deep in the left field corner. Cornelius' first pitch in the home seventh winds up as an extra base hit for Osiris Johnson, and now Jupiter has the go-ahead run in scoring position here in the seventh. Jose Salas up next. He got the best part of the order now as Salas dribbles one foul off to the right. Cornelli came in, walked two batters to load the bases, but then struck out Anhuedi Santos to keep the game tied. Now has a lot of work to do to remain tied. Mets maybe expecting a bunt. Lugo coming in at third, staring right at the pitcher. Now he turns around and faces home. Mets not going to put the wheel play on, that's for sure. Suarez, rather Tillian, the shortstop, way out just behind second base. Won't be covering third on a bunt. Salas hits one into center field. That's going to drop in for a hit. Johnson being waved home. Here comes the throw by Ramirez. It's going to be late. And Osiris Johnson scores on the Salas hit. And Jupiter has gone in front for the first time today, 4-3. Hammerheads have come all the way back. Two singles in the last two innings for Salas, a big part of this. Drives in the go-ahead run. Now Ian Lewis up as Jupiter looks for more. And a pitch up high for ball one. A foul tip. Lewis down to one knee. One. Check swing on appeal. Did not go. Lewis today 1-4-3. It's going to get Dylan Hall back working in the bullpen. Squirrelly looks for the first out in this home seventh, throws one up and away. Boy, Cornelli, you know, he did not look good in the two walks. Certainly the double and the single. Jupiter was on him in this inning. But that sequence of pitches he threw to Santos, I mean, that was major league pinpoint accuracy. Unfortunately for the Mets, that just looks like a bump and not a full-time thing as this one's fouled away. Now Lewis stays alive. Cornelius' pitch is rolled out to Suarez. Suarez will shuffle to second for one. Nice play by Albert. A backhanded push to Tillian covering second. That erases Salas. Fielder's choice 4-6 to get the lead runner off the bat. Didn't think that was hit nearly hard enough to get the lead runner. The Mets might just have to settle for an out at first. One on, one out, as Lewis replaces Salas on first, and Brady Allen is up. The two-out walk last inning sparked the comeback. And he takes the ball off the plate. He's also struck out twice. 4-3 Hammerheads, one on, one out, bottom of the seventh. Fastball fouled off to the right. Jupiter trying to spoil the Mets' hopes of winning the division today. It would take an epic collapse for the Mets not to win the division and an epic comeback by Jupiter to win it. The magic number is 2. So any combination of one Mets win, one Jupiter loss, the rest of the half will end it. Or two Mets wins or two Jupiter losses. So Jupiter at least trying to delay the inevitable and not have it happen on their home field. As time's called. Not sure why. Also, first half records are going to matter for the second half, and I'll tell you why in a moment. As Cornelli delivers the 1-1, and that's going to be lined to Tillian. Caught, falling down at first, but getting back safely is Lewis. Boy, Lewis got almost halfway to second, fell down. I had to run back as Tillian's throw to double him off, a little offline. So that lines out. But Let's say the Mets win the second half as well. Then their opponent in the playoffs from the East would be the next best team overall. So there's still incentive for the teams that don't win the division in the first half to keep winning, at least to maintain a better record overall. Now, look, Jupiter has a significant lead of 5.5 over the next best team, Palm Beach. So Jupiter, they're not going to win this half. But if the Mets win next half, Jupiter would be in good shape to snatch the other playoff berth. Here's a line drive into center field off the bat of Zubia, and it's going to bounce in front of Ramirez for a base hit. Zach Zubia having a nice day. He's been on base three straight times with a double, walk, and single now. And Ian Lewis moves up to second base. And Rodriguez, who had the two-run single that tied the game in his last at-bat, will come back up. Robbie Robinson looks like he's going to make a pitching change. Hall has been ready in the bullpen. Dylan will come in, and we will step aside. Jupiter has come all the way back from down 3-0 to take a 4-3 lead, and the Hammerheads want more in the bottom of the seventh.
Best tailgate, brisket.
No, real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings. Dude, subs.
Hot dogs.
Chili dog.
No, Dodger dog.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Now you're talking burgers.
Seven-layer dip. Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day.
Race day.
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
Grab yourself a Coke.
It's tailgate 101.
Tomorrow's a big day. It's the reason you kissed the kids and got in the cab this morning. It's why they invented energy drinks. It's why you joined Toastmasters and floss religiously. Tomorrow's why you haven't eaten dairy or broccoli in a week. If it weren't for tomorrow, those business cards you order would seem kind of silly. Tomorrow's big, and at Hilton Garden Inn, we know every big day will go much better with a perfect night before. When tomorrow's a big day, stay HGI tonight.
There is a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience full of family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 22nd through 25th for the induction of Bud Fowler, Gil Hodges, Jim Cott, Minnie Minoso, Tony Oliva, Buck O'Neill, and David Ortiz as the class of 2022. Visit baseballhall.org today for the
Let's go back to the field.
Yes, let's do that. As Dylan Hall looks for the last out of the seventh with two runners on. Dylan pitched on Wednesday. He got the game to extra innings. He stranded the bases loaded in the eighth and ninth. He told me after the game that he did that because he wanted to make the broadcast better. Well, he did. That was fun. Now he faces Christian Rodriguez. And he throws a pitch low for ball one. Rodriguez 1-for-3 today. Ground out and a strikeout outside of that two-run game-changing single. And he swings and misses at this pitch, and it's a ball and a strike. Never felt on Wednesday like Hall, even though he had the bases loaded twice, was in any real sort of trouble. I felt like he was going to get out of both those situations, and he did. And Rodriguez slices this one foul. I also thought that Nate Jones was going to get out of the pickle in the sixth inning. The bases loaded in two outs, but he did not. Hall's 1-2 pitch is line foul softly into the Jupiter bullpen. Oh, boy, somebody down there in the Jupiter bullpen tried to make the catch on the fly. Javion Cody hasn't played in the series. He didn't catch it. It hit him, though. Ouch. He's fine. 1-2 pitch, swung on and missed. Rodriguez strikes out. Two stranded, but Cyrus Johnson doubles on the first pitch, scores in the Salas single. Jupiter has the lead, 4-3. Game moves to the eighth on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Hey, fans, get ready for some big league savings from Tire Kingdom. We are swinging for the fences with our lowest tire price guarantee on this all-star lineup of tire brands featuring Michelin, Nitto, Cooper, and more. Plus, visit TireKingdom.com today for a coupon good for a $21.99 conventional oil change or $20 off a synthetic blend or full synthetic oil. Step up to the plate and slide into Tire Kingdom, proud sponsor of 2022 spring training.
Hi, I'm Chief John Bolduc of the Port St. Lucie Police Department. The City Council voted to reduce the speed limit in all of our residential neighborhoods. The Police Department's going to be taking part in this to help educate the drivers. Then we will be enhancing our enforcement actions in residential neighborhoods.
Can you drive the speed limit? Because I walk in the dark to my bus stop.
I walk to school and you drive to work.
My friends and I like to play ball in the yard.
I like to walk my dog.
The biggest, best, and brightest fireworks shows on the Treasure Coast can be witnessed at Clover Park every Saturday throughout the season. Watch the night sky light up with a spectacular pyrotechnic extravaganza that'll be sure to bring out thousands of oohs and ahs. Tickets for all Saturday fireworks games are available. Purchase yours now at the box office or stluciemets.com. Fireworks on a Saturday night is fun for all. You're listening to the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Mets down for the first time today. We'll send Lugo, Consueger, and Dominguez to the plate against Jake Schrand out for his third inning. He's retired the last four he's faced, did give up a home run to Consueger. And the first pitch to Lugo is a ball high. William today 1-for-2 with a single and a walk. Mets trying to overcome some late-game pitching and defensive woes, grab their lead back as Lugo takes a slider for a strike. Jupiter trying to find six outs before giving up a run. Mets have not done well in late games, late in the game in this series, as Lugo takes the ball outside. And they got to nine runs in the first six innings yesterday, but didn't score in the final three. They scored one run. The final three innings Friday, that was a solo home run by Dominguez. There's a breaking ball for a strike. Scored one run in the final three innings. Their win Thursday, no runs in their final three innings Wednesday. And after scoring nine through six innings on Tuesday, held empty in the seventh, eighth, and ninth. So good late game pitching for the most part by the Hammerheads. 3-2 pitch to Lugo, and he fouls one off. Trying to get on for Consueger, who has driven in all the Mets' runs today. He waits on deck. Schran, the payoff pitch, breaking ball. High on appeal, did not go. Lugo, the good plate appearance, draws the leadoff walk in the eighth inning. The last thing Schran wanted to do, a one-run lead. And now he deals with Consueger. Stanley, a single in the first, drive into the home run in the sixth. Fifth of the year. 18 RBI this season, three in this game. And he swings through this fastball for strike one. Schran's breaking ball popped foul to the stands. And it's 0-2. Lugo, not much of a stolen base threat, shuffles off of first base. Schran paying him no mind, throws this pitch high. After the cheap swing and miss, doesn't get it. Ball and two strikes. This pitch in the dirt, good block by Prater. Lugo thinks better of going. Two-two pitch, popped up center field. Osiris Johnson running in. He's still running. He will get there in time, losing his hat in the process. Swager flies out. Lugo remains on first, and Dominguez will bat. He's been held in check today. He's 0 for 3, and he will not get a second chance to face Schrand. Angel Espada, Jupiter's manager, making a beeline to the mound for a pitching change. He hasn't signaled yet. And the lefty reliever still throwing in the bullpen. Oh, he's going to leave him in. Okay. I take it back. So just the check to see if he could get Dominguez. And, of course, Strand, being the competitor he is, having a good series, wants to face the league's most lethal home run hitter. First pitch, swing and a miss. Challenge fastball for strike one. 13 home runs, 35 driven in for Dominguez this season. Schrand's pitch, high strike at the top of the zone. Oh, a challenge. Mets are down to one challenge. And it is a ball. Cheering you here from the Mets dugout. Mets have been down to their last challenge for about seven innings. And they've won two ensuing challenges. There's a pitch in the dirt. And it's 2-1. Pitch. Outside, 3-1. What a difference the challenge makes, right? Go from 0-2 to 3-1 in a couple of pitches. Breaking ball, that's a called strike, and Dominguez won't challenge this. Slider at the top of the zone. Big pitch coming. 3-2 with one out. Breaking ball swung on and missed, and a fist pump from the catcher, Prater. And Dominguez, I believe that would have been ball four. And that'll do it for the starting pitcher, or for the relief pitcher, Schrand. Angel Espada coming out to make the move. We'll keep it here on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. I want to go over the playoff procedure and how it works this year. It's something like it was a couple of years back. Now, last year, the shortened season, they weren't going to do playoffs, period, but they had revised that sometime in June. And it was different from what it had been in the past. But the way it's going to work this year is they divided the season into 66-game halves here at single A. And the 66th and final games on the schedule is June 23rd. Right in the middle of a series against the Palm Beach Cardinals here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. Now, neither of these two teams right here are going to get to 66 games. Jupiter has two canceled games. The Mets have one. So the Mets will max out at 65 first-half games, Jupiter 64. But what happens is in single A, it's going to be the first-half winner in the East versus and the first half winner of the West. Right now, Fort Myers leads the West by 6.5 games. Then, once the 23rd is over, they'll keep overall records, but everybody's going to start 0-0 in the second half. And the winner of the second half will meet the winner of the first half in a three-game playoff series just after the regular season ends. And let's say the Mets win both halves. They win the first and the second. No, that does not mean the Mets get an automatic bye to the finals to face the winner of the West. The team with the next best record through the entire season in the East would be the opponent for the Mets. Right now, Jupiter, again, 5.5 games better than the third-place team, Palm Beach. So the Mets wrap this division up at some point today or next week. And Jupiter will still want to win. That way they can backdoor the win if the Mets would repeat in the second half. We resume. The new pitcher is Patrick Murphy. And the first pitch he throws in his left hand is fouled away by Raul Berciarte. Murphy making his second appearance of the series. It's 4-3 Jupiter. Two outs and the tying run on first base in the top of the eighth inning. This pitch is grounded off the end of the bat out to Lewis. He'll pick it up, throw quickly to first. Caught by Zubia with the long stretch. A near throwaway on the soft ground ball. So Schrand and Murphy combined to hold the Mets off the board in the eighth inning despite the leadoff walk. Jupiter will look for insurance when we come back in the bottom of the eighth. They lead 4-3. Jorge Caballero leads off the home eighth. Jupiter holding a one-run lead facing Dylan Hall, who drops in a beautiful curve. The Hammerheads trying to add to the lead before Murphy takes back the ball in the ninth. Fastball for a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. Hall came in and struck out Rodriguez to put out the fire in the seventh. Breaking ball inside. 2-2. Fastball a little high. Now it's 2-2. Hall breaking ball, grounded to Lugo at third. Hits off his chest. He picks it up, throws to first. Close play. Out. Way to hang with it. Lugo deals with the bad hop. Off his chest, calmly collects and throws, get Caballero. Yeah, this stage in the game in the ninth inning might get some bad hops on the infield with all the tracks out there. Sam Prater up, two walks and a fielder's choice. Swings and misses at the fastball, strike one. Other scores from around the Mets organization today. New York is at the Los Angeles Angels. 7:08 tonight, the ESPN game. Taijuan Walker on the mound. AAA Syracuse lost twice yesterday, winning 4-1 today over Scranton Wilkes-Barre. New Hampshire up 3-1 at Binghamton in the fifth inning. No score between Aberdeen and Brooklyn in the second. It's high A action. Here's a ground ball that rolls out to short. Tillian makes the play, retiring Prater. Easy ground ball. And our score here is 4-2 Jupiter with two outs and nobody on in the bottom of the eighth inning. And
Juidi Santos, who's had just an awful game, is at the plate. Two strikeouts, including one with the bases loaded and a double play ball. He was not in the original lineup. This ball is outside. And Khalil Watson, one of the top prospects in the Marlins system, their first rounder last year, was a late scratch. Don't know why. Right out of the gate, that was a boost for the Mets because he had been coming on strong. Santos, essentially his replacement, is having a bad day. Ground ball to first, right over the bag, fair. Bears here to picks up, steps on first, and ends the inning. Here we go to the top of the ninth. The Mets need a run to keep the game going and their hopes for a division title today on the line. Will be Rivera, Suarez, and Ramirez to bat for the Mets against lefty Murphy. First pitch is sliced to right field by Rivera. That's going to be a fair ball in the corner. Goes over the wall on a bounce, and Rivera has a leadoff double. The Mets in business. In the ninth, so close to a foul ball, but it hits fair, and now we'll have a pinch hitter, Brady Smith, batting for Suarez. So, Mets are going to say no to lefty-lefty matchup with Suarez and bring out Brady Smith. Jose Rivera with a double. He's the tying run on second base with nobody out in the ninth. Murphy set with the first pitch, and he pumps in a strike. Smith, in his limited time with the Mets, only hitting 083. Just 1-4-11. Swings and misses at this pitch, the slider, and it's nothing and two. Tough spot coming in cold off the bench. He was in the on-deck circle during Rivera's at-bat. So this was planned prior to the start of the inning. Murphy, the 0-2 pitch, and it's taken low for a ball. And everybody from the Mets up on the top step cheering. They know it's on the line, looking for the ninth inning comeback. Fly ball, deep left center field. On the run is Johnson. He's going back. He will make the catch. Tagging and going to third base is Rivera. Brady Smith gets the job done. Nearly more. Nice running catch by Osiris Johnson in the left center gap.
So Alex Ramirez stands at the plate with the tying run 90 feet away. Ramirez on base three times today is one out, a fly to center. Infield in. First pitch, and he will take a strike on the corner. That's bench did not like the call. Murphy's 0-1. Low. Ball and a strike. 4-3 Hammerheads. One out. Top nine. Tying run at third base. Ground ball foul. Excuse me, check swing by Ramirez wasn't fully committed. And it's 1-2. Murphy set a 1-2 pitch. Taken low, good eye. Murphy with the pitch that he tried to get the swing and miss on, a sucker pitch. 2-2. Fouled away with the high fastball. Ramirez just got a piece to stay alive. Straight back to the screen. Ramirez at the site in the ballpark where he won Player of the Week back in the first week of May. 16 for 28 against Palm Beach, trying to channel some of that energy here. The 2-2. Line drive foul ends up in the Mets dugout. Went right over their heads. Murphy, another 2-2 pitch. Line drive, base hit up the middle, and we're tied at four. Rivera scores. The Mets answer in the ninth. And now the go-ahead run on first base. Clean single for Ramirez. Blow and save for Murphy. And the Mets' hopes of winning the division today are alive. Omar De Los Santos next. A quiet day, 0 for 4 with 3 strikeouts. What a ball game. The way it should be. For a team trying to win a division, for a team trying to avoid watching their rival win it in their home ballpark. From 3-0 to 4-3 to 4-4. First pitch to De Los Santos, a ball. Next pitch, a ball inside, 2-0. Junior Tillian awaits on deck. Murphy's pitch in the dirt. Three balls and no strikes. What a big moment for Alex Ramirez for that error in the sixth inning. Let in the tying run. To get it back. 3-0 pitch. Ball four low. De Los Santos doesn't walk much, but he took one there. Never got a good pitch to hit. And the go-ahead run is now at second base. And Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach, will make another visit as Tillian is due to hit the go-ahead run in scoring position. Great response for the Mets. You know, after they found out last night that they were a win away from taking the division, they were excited, amped. They wanted to get it done today. Don't want to wait till they get back home and play the waiting game to see if Jupiter loses. They win. Wanted to finish it today, heading into the off day. Looking good early, 3-0 through five, two outs in the sixth. Jupiter, the big response to take the lead, but cannot hold it in the ninth. Now the Mets trying to take the lead. Tillian at the plate after the mound visit. First pitch to him as a ball low. Murphy is now throwing five out of in a row out of the zone after surrendering the game-tying hit. No help coming in the bullpen. Ground ball to first base. Zubia throws to second for one. Throw back to first to Murphy. Not in time. Murphy wasn't on the base. Notillion avoids hitting in the double play. Even if Murphy was on the base, I think Junior ran through it. With that left foot for Murphy, struggling to find the bag. Well, fielder's choice, 4-6. Salas, or Lewis throws to Salas. De Los Santos out on the base as Ramirez makes his way to third as the go-ahead run. And William Lugo has two walks and hit today. We'll look to give the Mets the lead with the hit. And he takes a called strike on the corner. Four to four with the go-ahead run at third base. Ramirez walking down the line. Murphy, a long look to first, and Tillian throws home. And it's a line drive caught at short by Salas. Fading away from him, but he stepped to it, and that ends the inning. But it opens with the double for Rivera, and Ramirez drives them in to keep the game alive for the Mets. It's 4-4. We're going to the bottom of the ninth. Dylan Hall throws the pitch inside to Osiris Johnson as we start the bottom of the ninth. Dylan has come out of the bullpen, has retired all four batters he's faced, helping the Mets get to this point. Johnson takes this pitch for a called strike. Well, Johnson doubled to open the seventh, scored the go-ahead run at the time. And 1-for-4 today. And he takes this changeup low. So Hall trying to force this game to the 10th. Mets 3-1 this year in extras. Their one loss here on Wednesday. There's a pitch on the corner for a strike. Interesting that nobody is warming up in the Jupiter bullpen. A challenge call and one by Jupiter. Time is called. So Jupiter has won four straight challenges. The nine challenges in the game, six have been won by the players. Here's a ground ball. Oh, it hits off of Hall. Out to third base. Lugo with the throw. It's offline. Johnson's going to try to go up to second base. Hall is down. Johnson's going to third base. Here comes the throw from Bercierta. It's not in time. And the winning run is at third with no outs, and Dylan Hall is down and hurt. Oh, no. A rocket line drive hits Hall in the leg. He jumped off the mound to find the ball and immediately went to the turf. Picked up by the third baseman, Lugo, who had a shot at first base for the out but threw it away. And with all that foul ground, Osiris Johnson was able to run wild. And now the attention turns to Hall. Kiyoshi Tada, the trainer. Robbie Robinson, the manager, out there to look at him. Umpires as well. Entire Mets infield out to look at Dylan. Well, that caught him clean. And he's going to be pulled up. And it's going to be gingerly walking out the left leg. Is he really going to try to stay in the game? He's walking on the mound. The Mets have Trey McLaughlin warming up in a hurry down in the bullpen. They're going to let him try to throw a warm-up pitch here. Well, this would be something. That caught Dylan absolutely flush, and it was not on the cleat either. Sometimes you hear the loud smack, and it's off the shoe. No, that was off the lower left leg. And his first pitch, a little wide and a little hesitation there at the end. Good to see that he's even attempting. He throws this one wide and out of not near the strike zone. I think they're going to have a discussion here and maybe take him out. Those two throws, not a lot of effort into those. Some hesitation maybe. And Robbie's going to summon the bullpen. Boy, what an effort by Hall just to even get himself up and try. And he will walk off with a noticeable limp. Tough break, hard line drive, and deflected out to third base. And instead of maybe giving up just a single or possibly getting an amazing out, it's going to be a runner on third base. With nobody out for the Hammerheads, a golden opportunity to win the game. Exit velocity on that line drive that struck Hall, 107 miles per hour. Wow. So McLaughlin with the unenviable task of coming into the game cold, dealing with the winning run at third base. It's going to be a single and then a two-base error. E5 on Lugo. And again, that ball took such a ricochet off of Hall out to third that Lugo, even with an off-balance throw, had a chance to get Johnson at first base. That's how fast that ball was hit up the middle and then deflected off of Dylan. And the throw just off-balance and no good. And again, so much foul territory here at Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. It took a while for Bear Sierra to get to the ball. Johnson, certainly a gamble to go to third. Never want to make the first out of the inning there. Could have stopped at second, but pushed the envelope. And now what's the strategy for the Mets? As Salas will bat, we think. Or do you just walk everybody to get a force at every base? McLaughlin getting all the time he needs. Only got a couple of throws in the bullpen. Trey celebrated his birthday yesterday. What a belated gift this would be if he could somehow keep Johnson from scoring. Mets already have the infield in, even though McLaughlin continues to throw his warm-up pitches. So Salas is due to hit. Lewis after that, then Brady Allen. But one of the problems is that this is your 2-3-4 setup in the lineup for Jupiter. So there, you can pitch around one, maybe two, but then you're facing still a good hitter. Now Robbie out to talk to the umpires, who now gathered for discussion. McLaughlin has thrown his last warm-up pitch. Salas is in the box. But whatever Robbie has said to the umpires, they are getting together and discussing it amongst themselves. Now Nelson Fraley relays whatever message was discussed between the umpires. Robbie jogs back to the dugout. Well, Salas is going to bat. First and second base open, and it looks like the Mets are going to pitch to him, maybe pitch around him. First pitch is a ball high. Maybe try to get a cheapy out here, but never come in the strike zone. Salas, two singles today. McLaughlin set for the 1-0. And it's a fly ball into left field. Running in is Consuegra. He's got a good arm. And no tagging from Johnson. He wasn't even on the base. So a shallow fly out to left field for Salas. That's one down. And now Ian Lewis will come up. And does the strategy change for the Mets? Do they pitch to him? Or do they give him down to first base and set up a double play? That can't happen. The runner at third is too important. Now here's Lewis, 1-for-4 on the afternoon. Switch hitting second baseman. And the Mets are going to walk him. And they will back up on the middle infield for potential double play with the right fielder Brady Allen coming up. That's certainly a gamble if there's a ground ball to try to turn two to end the inning instead of playing for the out at home. Mets have turned two ground ball double plays today. First pitch is a ball low. And again, this is another spot where McLaughlin can pitch very carefully. He can walk Allen. Low the bases, it would not end the game. Maybe entice him to swing at a bad pitch and hit into a double play. There's a slider low and away. Neither of those pitches particularly close. Boy, what a ball game. 4-4, one out, bottom nine, winning run on third base. McLaughlin's pitch is taken right down the pipe for a strike. Two and one. McLaughlin's pitch, foul tipped, fouled off for strike two. He challenged Allen with that pitch. Zach Zubia is on deck. 2-2, McLaughlin peers in, he's set. The pitch, outside for a ball. No throw to second on the steal by Lewis. Very close pitch. So that takes away a double play chance, and now because of that, with the stolen base, the Mets infield will come back in. They can't turn two on the ground. Brady Smith, the catcher. This pitch is grounded to third. Lugo fields it, throws to third base. Oh, it goes off of Smith's glove. It was a bad throw. Johnson scores. And the Hammerheads win on the error. 5-4. And they will celebrate with Allen at first base, giving him the water bath and the Gatorade to follow. Jupiter staves off elimination and avoids watching the Mets win the division on their home field of Roger Dean. High ground ball to third base. Lugo jumps, has it, throws home to Smith. Had Osiris Johnson dead to rights. The throw was high and away. Brady jumped off the edge of his mitt, rolled away. Johnson, who was running back to third base, was able to scramble home and score the winning run. Tough inning for Lugo with two errors. And the Mets, despite that inspiring ninth inning with the Rivera double and the Ramirez single to tie the game, lose it in the ninth. It'll be a fielder's choice for Allen, and then the E5 Lugo as he throws that ball away, has his hands on his knees in disbelief. What a ball game, though. That's the way it should be. With one team closing in on the division title, needing a win, the other team knows that they basically have no shot but can avoid letting the opponent win the division on their home surface. Fought tooth and nail. 3-0 Mets early. Jupiter rallies for four straight late. Mets tie the game in the ninth, and Jupiter walks it off in the bottom half. What a ball game. It will set the Mets up to win the division in front of their home fans next week. The magic number stays at 2. The Mets can win the division on Tuesday with a victory over Tampa and a Dunedin win over Jupiter. But 2 Mets wins or 2 Jupiter losses or 1 of each will do it for the Mets. They came into the series with a 7.5 game lead. Over 6 days, they split to keep it at 7.5. But I know they badly wanted to win the division today. Couldn't quite get it done. Oh, so close. Step aside on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network. Come back to wrap up Jupiter's 5-4 win over the Mets.
You get special perks like free admission to Friday and Sunday games, and you get a free ice cream both days. Clutch's Kids Crew is available to all kids 14 and under. Sign up today at Clover Park.
Mets Post Game Live starts now on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network.
Wild game to end this series, which winds up with a 3-3 split. Jupiter wins 5-4, their second walk-off win of the series. Mets came into the series not having been on the other end of a walk-off, so Jupiter does it twice in 5 days. Let's get to the scoring summary. It started in the first inning for the Mets, who came out like gangbusters. They loaded the bases off Sandro Bargallo with 2 walks and a single, and then Stanley Consuegra lines a base hit up the middle to bring home 2 to make it 2-0. In the sixth inning, Consuegra launches his fifth home run of the year, a solo shot off of Jake Schran to make it 3-0. Mets were looking good. In the bottom of the sixth, Jupiter had 2 outs and a runner on first base, and then Nate Jones all of a sudden couldn't throw a strike. He walked 2 batters to load the bases. Then Christian Rodriguez hits a 2-run single. Alex Ramirez compounds the issue with an error in center field, so all 3 runners score to tie the game. In the top of the bottom of the seventh, Osiris Johnson leads off with the double off of Josh Cornelli. Next batter, Jose Salas, singles to bring home Johnson to make it 4-3. So in the blink of an eye, Jupiter down 3-0, has a 4-3 lead. In the top of the ninth, the Mets rallying. Jose Rivera, a double just tucked into the fair territory down the right field line. Then with 1 out, Alex Ramirez lines a single into center field to tie the game at 4. Then it got nuts in the bottom of the ninth. First batter was Cyrus Johnson, line drive single off the leg of Dylan Hall at 107 miles per hour. Deflects out to Lugo. Lugo off balance throw to first, looking for the out. Would have had it with the good throw. Throws it away. Johnson scrambles to second, goes to third with nobody out. Next batter, Jose Salas against Trey McLaughlin, flies out to shallow left. Then Ian Lewis draws the intentional walk. And then Brady Allen with a 2-2 count. Grounds one to Lugo at third base. Lugo playing in, makes the leaping stop, has all the time in the world to throw home as Johnson's coming home. He throws high and wide to the catcher, Brady Smith, and goes to the backstop. Johnson scores. And it would have been an out at third base, and it would have been two down in the winning run at second. Instead, tough inning for Lugo, one of the Mets' best players, with the two throwing errors. And it ends 5-4 in favor of the Hammerheads. Moving to the box score, starting with the line score. Mets 4 runs on 8 hits, 4 errors, season high, 4 errors. 5 runs, 9 hits, no errors for Jupiter. Mets came into the game with the best fielding percentage in the Florida State League. Probably won't be that way after 4 errors. Hitters in the game for the Mets, Alex Ramirez 2 for 3 with 2 walks, a run, and an RBI. Consuegra goes 2 for 4, drives in 3 runs, hits his 5th homer. He hit for the cycle over the past 2 games. Rivera went 1 for 3 with a double and a walk. For Jupiter, Osiris Johnson 2 for 4 with a double, a walk, 2 runs, including the winning run. Jose Salas 2 for 4. Zach Zuby went 2 for 3 with a double and a walk. Pitchers in the game for the Mets, Jordani Ventura off the 60-day IL. 2 innings, 2 hits, no runs, no walks, 2 strikeouts. Keyshawn Askew, 2 scoreless innings with a hit, a walk, and 3 strikeouts, lowers his season ERA to 0.95. Nate Jones gives up 3 runs, 2 earned on 3 walks and 2 hits with a strikeout in an inning and a third. Josh Cornelli, an inning, 3 hits, a run, 2 walks, a strikeout. Hall, the loss, that's a tough loss. An inning and a third, a hit, a run. It was unearned. No walks and a strikeout. And McLaughlin, a third of an inning with a walk to end it. For Jupiter, Bargallo, he survived. 3 innings, 3 hits, 2 runs, 4 walks, and 5 strikeouts. You go back to that first inning, the Mets had him on the ropes. Had 2 runs in it already against him. Runners at the corners, and he got a double play ball to settle himself down. Luis Arbar Arias pitches 2 scoreless innings for the second time in the series. The walk, no runs, and 2 strikeouts. Schran, 2 2/3, 2 hits, a run, 2 walks, and 2 strikeouts. And Murphy, the blow and save, but the win. An inning and a third, 2 hits, a run, a walk, and no strikeouts. Ball game played in 2 hours and 54 minutes. And no announced attendance as Roger Dean is closed to the public on Sunday afternoon. So, now the Mets turn their attention to tomorrow. They have a 37-19 record. They have a 7.5-game lead over Jupiter with 9 games to go. Jupiter is 28-26. The Mets need some combination of a win and a Jupiter loss at any point the rest of the half to win the division. So it's just a matter of when, not if. The Mets will return home to Clover Park where they can do it in front of their home crowd on Tuesday. Mets 20-3 at home this season. They've won 10 straight. They can win in front of the Silver Sluggers and then wait to see what happens in the Jupiter Dunedin game and maybe pop the bubbly on Tuesday night. First pitch on Tuesday is 6:10. Airtime on the St. Lucie Mets Baseball Network and MILB TV is at 6 o'clock. So look at the silver lining if you're listening out there in Radioland today and you wanted the Mets to win the division. You wouldn't have been able to see all the great photos and the celebrating. Next week at home, you'll be able to catch all that on MILB TV. Well, folks, that does it for this game, this post-game show, and this broadcast. Once again, your final score from Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium, the Jupiter Hammerheads 5, the St. Lucie Mets 4. I'm Adam McDonald. Thanking you so much for making the Mets part of your Sunday afternoon. Hope all of you out there in Radioland have a pleasant remainder of your day.
This car. copyrighted broadcast is presented by authority of the St. Lucie Mets and may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the St. Lucie Mets.